Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News 8:11. We have Melanie Cormody, who is one of the great journalists at the Gulf Breeze News and occasionally fills in for her boss, Lisa Newell, who is the publisher, when we get a preview of the paper on a Thursday. Melanie, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. The recent big news in Gulf Breeze has been the pretty hefty increase for the capital improvement fee for the water service, right?
Yes, this is going to affect residents, sewer residents of the city of Gulf Breeze and the
unincorporated. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, any customer of the Gulf Breeze Regional Water System, they're in July, they're going to see and establish a $14 capital improvement fee. And what that is going to do is it's going to help pay for the wastewater treatment plant in Tiger Point. There's been so much growth down the highway over the past few years that the waste, and on top of that, the septic to sewer conversion projects, the treatment plant can't keep up. So it's getting to a point that in the next several years, if it's not expanded, they're going to be at a point where they might not be able to put in new taps. So it's a $64 million project, and the city of Gulf Breeze has already reserved about half of that in grants and other sorts of funding services. But the rest of it has to be paid for somewhere. So they're looking at the $14 capital improvement fee. It was voted by the city council on Monday, and they're expecting it to be the life of the loan for about 30 years. But the city council, which I think is really important, is going to revisit this fee every year and look at it. And, you know, they're still applying for grants and other sorts of funding. So that fee very well could go down years to come. But right now, this is what it is.
And again, that's $14 per month on top of your existing bill, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so fairly substantial for, you know, for a lot of people. That's a, I mean, that's a substantial amount of money, no doubt about it. The Oriel Beach boat ramp is, where are we at on that? Because it's been a process, and it's definitely needed to have that boat ramp reconstructed and redesigned.
Oh, yeah. We just don't have enough boat ramps in this area. So the this week, the Santa Rosa County Commissioners, they voted to accept the design and the permitting for the boat ramp, and they're going to start putting out the bids for the redesign of the boat ramp. It's going to cost close to $2 million, and that's going to be funded by the Florida Boating Improvement Program, which gives grants to communities with needs for boat ramps and facilities and that sort of thing. So that is, it's going out to bid, and I don't have a timeline yet on when construction is going to start, but I know they're eager to get it started as soon as possible. From what I've heard from boaters around the area, the boat ramp, it's just not deep enough, and they have to be really careful when they're loading and unloading their vessels into the water.
Yeah, I think there's some, if I remember correctly, and as a not boat owner myself, I think it's like hazard, it's dangerous the way that it's designed and some of the, you know, things that have happened there over the years, is my understanding of it. So we also have Hurricane Preparedness Week, right?
Yes, yeah. So this week, from the 4th through the 10th, it's Hurricane Preparedness Week. And this is really just a campaign from the Florida Department of Emergency Management. Getting hurricane season on people's minds, go ahead and start preparing, protecting your home, getting your go bag ready, and just that sort of thing, and making sure that you have a way to receive communications, multiple ways to receive communications during a storm. So really, it's just, just start thinking about it because it's coming.
You know, it's funny, as you and I are talking, it occurs to me that until I covered local news, I never realized, I had always heard like potholes are a big thing, right? You know, road conditions are a big thing.
Yeah.
I never knew how much zoning and building permits and, future land use was a big thing. And I certainly never understood how rainwater, stormwater, sewer, water, seems like all we ever talk about. And then, you know, boat ramps, access to the water, and then hurricane, you know, water coming up or water in the air. Like, you know, all these water things that are directly affect our lives if we don't manage them properly. It's all we ever talk about, which, I mean, it's the stuff that affects us. Pensacola Beach Pensacola Beach has the Art and Wine Festival, right, this weekend?
The Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival is this weekend. It starts at 11 o'clock. It's going to run until 4 o'clock. And, you know, it's great because it's Mother's Day weekend. And, you know, some of us moms like our wine, so that's a lot of fun. It's a good time. It's a good way to go and have a nice day.
Outstanding. Melanie Cormody, she is with the Gulf Breeze News, and she joins us every once in a while when Lisa Newell is not available. Melanie, thank you for doing all the great work to bring us information, to write the articles, do the research, and be such a great resource. The Gulf Breeze News comes out every Thursday. Later on today, you can pick one up. Melanie, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. See you in the breeze.
You bet. 816 News Radio 92.3. Oh, I got a text in here, by the way. You can always text me at 437-1620. Somebody says, we launch our jet ski out of that boat ramp, and it's too shallow even for a jet ski. So, again, I'm not a boat person, really. I'm a paddleboarder. So I don't really want to speak on things I don't understand. But I have heard all of the discussion about that boat launch being super inadequate and problematic. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, we've got a fender bender to let you know about that happened on Highway 29 and a West 9 Mile Road. And I'm seeing delays on north and southbound on Highway 29. So just be aware of that. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing those construction delays again. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get good advice. And really, one of the things I recommend is get good advice from a real estate agent before you make a decision. I know it's very common, like you're mulling an idea, you're running numbers in your head, you're looking online and you're thinking, and then at some point you say, all right, I'm going to sell, I'm going to buy, I'm going to pick up a rental, I'm going to get a second home, downsize, upsize, whatever your choice is, okay? And then you call a realtor and say, help me implement this decision. Okay, fine, common, that's okay. But what Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty can do is help you make a better decision. And so I recommend calling them earlier in the process. Call her when you're just thinking about it and say, you know, I hear Andrew talking about you all the time. He seems to think you're wonderful. I do. And then say, here's what we're kind of considering. Can we talk? Can you just maybe give us some guidance, help us get a better sense of what this decision would mean and whether it's a good one for us to make? Because that's when you really want the expert to help you make a good decision and help you understand the parameters of it before you kind of get committed to a decision that may not really be the best one for you. It might not even be something you can implement, but you don't realize that yet. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty sell a lot of homes, 165 last year, so they can definitely help you whatever you're trying to accomplish with real estate. 723-9158.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, this is Adana from Mathnasium. Mathnasium is thrilled to join the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 9. If you have school-aged kids, you won't want to miss this. Whether your child is catching up, keeping up, or ready to get ahead, Mathnasium has a solution tailored just for them. We're not just teaching math, we're changing lives through it. I can't wait to dive into the world of Mathnasium with you on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I think this situation absolutely requires a really futile and stupid gesture be done on somebody's part.
We're just the guys to do it.
A lot about TFI. You know, we live it every day. I will tell you, we talk a lot about it, but there's a lot of times you're like, what is it? It's this. I will tell you, it is absolutely this. It is the active duty, the guard, the reserve, civilians, joint tests, all coming together, TR2, TR3 jets, all coming together for one reason. To make us more lethal. That is exactly what this is going to do.
This is Major General Regina Sabrick. She is a 10th Air Force commander, and she was one of the other people who spoke at that unveiling of the new testing unit at Eglin that is going to, you know, make the F-35 more lethal, develop a variety of things around it to help with warfighting capability. And I love that we're doing this. I'm glad that we're doing it here locally, and especially given the comments by the other two-star general about the imminence of war with China and how really we need to be on a pre-war footing right now. All of this suddenly becomes a lot more urgent. Everything from the training mission at NES Pensacola, Whiting Field, Corey Station. You know, we are a major source for the Navy and the Air Force and the Coast Guard, and the Marines and the Coast Guard, and also the Air Force, for backseater anyway. We are a major source of the warfighting capability and, you know, training them. And so just starting to really think about how we are a part of this element and doing our part to the degree we can to prepare for the, again, I hope it's not, but I can't disagree with the experts who say it is an imminent kinetic engagement with China, unfortunately.
As we look at this, I was telling Roscoe earlier today, it's a little bit of kind of a full circle to me. I learned in the 33rd Fighter Wing in 2018 how to fly this airplane. So I know the capability of it, and I've been flying it, and I was like, we all know this is the airplane we are taking to combat. This is what we are taking to the fight General Perrick just mentioned, right? And we need to make it more lethal, and we need to make it better.
This is the plane we're going with. It's what we've got. You know, there's talk about the next generation fighter. There's always talk about the next platform, the next capability, but the F-35 is what we have. The F-35 is what we're taking to the fight, and we need to make sure that it works properly and that it has all the best capability so that we can maximize its use and make it more lethal. And we've done this before. We've done this with other platforms before.
So in AATC, we're good at this. We did this in the A-10, we did this in the F-16, and now we'll do it in the F-35. We've got the experience, the expertise, we've got Ingria. There's a few things that we can get after to help this. It'll be a team effort, but I've no doubt AATC is the right place for this to be.
The A-10 is the Warthog or the Thunderbolt. That's the anti-tank weapon, the kind of, you know, funky, weird, cool-looking one with the two big turbo jets on the back, and it's got the long, straight wings and the two. It almost looks like an old World War II bomber, almost. It's got the best gun in the world, that Gau-8. I'm sorry. I'm a big fan of that gun. The F-16, the Fighting Falcon, the Thunderbirds fly that, and now the F-35. There was one part of this whole presentation, and again, I really appreciate I really appreciate WAR being there and filming this on Facebook so that I could watch it and learn. And like I said, that the comments by General Pyrrhic before her were just, really revolutionized the way I think about what's going on with China. But right at the end, you know, I'm always looking for that human moment or just I'm always paying attention. I don't know. It affected me. They were singing the Air Force song. And I want you to listen to hear what you hear over the mics that are catching the performance of the Air Force song that was being done at Eglin Air Force Base. Hear it? The generals are singing. And you can just barely hear them. Of course they are. But, I mean, I don't know. It made me smile. It made me think about how, you know, these airmen have been singing this song for their entire careers, and here they are at a performance of it. They don't know they're being captured on mic. You know, the mic is there to just catch the band, but the general's singing. The same general, I'm pretty sure, judging by vocal tone, I wasn't 100% sure, but pretty sure that that's the same general, the two-star who had been talking about, and by the way, the female voice was also a two-star, that had been talking about the imminence of war with China. And I don't know, I thought it was an interesting moment to be captured on the microphone. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with the fender bender that happened on Highway 29 and West 9 Mile Road. I'm at that intersection right there, and I'm seeing delays both north and southbound on Highway 29, so be aware of that. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing some slight delays through that construction zone. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. What else do we have going on? Actually, let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. I almost forgot about David. Sorry, David. David. I almost forgot. He's working on something else. Here we go. It came at an awkward time where I think you were working on something else. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David, sorry about that.
That is all right. President Trump announcing a full comprehensive trade deal with the United Kingdom today. He said on Truth Social that he'll be signing a deal with the UK that will cement the relationship between the two nations for many years to come. Also, of course, we're still on Chimney Watch 2025. the conclave at the Vatican is undecided.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
Yeah, about the Pope. Black smoke still. And the U.S. Transportation Secretary announcing a plan later today to overhaul the nation's air traffic control system. Sean Duffy says this overhaul is going to include new telecommunications, new radar, new infrastructure. And this all coming after that communication blackout that happened in Newark.
You do realize that the conclave is going to have to make the Transgressors Memorial Service tomorrow.
Are they?
Well, yeah. Black smoke is bad and white smoke is good.
I'll be looking forward to the service.
I mean, of course.
I'm looking forward to the sermon tomorrow.
If you don't know, I play a woke pastor. Early service is at 6:20, late service is at 8:20 on a Friday, where I'd go through a litany of things we had to cancel that week because they're in violation of, you know, our woke doctrines. So, yeah, I think I probably have to do one on the conclave, at least a little one. I don't know if I have to be a full one. 437-1620, a full segment. 437-1620. This is a little discouraging, to me anyway. I thought we had a full victory with President Trump on the renaming of the Veterans Day and the renaming of VE Day. Well, it turns out we got halfway there. The administration did abandon the effort to rename Veterans Day after every veteran in the universe said this is a bad idea. That's basically, you know, no. However, they did rename VE Day, Victory in Europe Day, okay? Victory in Europe Day is yesterday. Victory in Japan Day comes in several months. And the problem is that World War II did not end when we won in Europe. World War II ended when we won in Japan. And so he issued a proclamation yesterday commemorating the day, and he did not call it VE Day. He called it Victory Day for World War II. Which it's not. It's just not. It's Victory in Europe Day. It has always been Victory in Europe Day, and it is not Victory in World War II Day until we beat the Japanese, which doesn't happen for several months. So I thought we had won. I thought he had abandoned both of them, and apparently it was a one and not the other. So, okay. Oh, did you hear the other name thing yesterday? The president's going to direct that we no longer refer to it as the Persian Gulf.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's not the Persian Gulf anymore.
What is it, Andrew?
It's the Golden Gulf of Beauty south of Israel. No, it's the...
The
Arabian Gulf. We're going to call it the Arabian Gulf. Yeah. No, your face is exactly the right answer. If you had to describe in words your face, it's, oh my God, who cares? Right?
Right.
What difference does it make? Right? And that's my reaction, too. Also, by the way, the military has been describing it as the Arabian Gulf for years. So this isn't even really a change. Is this a dig at the Iranians? Because, I mean, that's Persia, right? I mean, is it a helpful dig? Is it a needed dig? We could call it the, I don't know what, the Egyptian Gulf? I don't know. You could come up with other, what would you call it? But Just stop. Please stop. Make it stop. It's not going to stop. It's just not going to stop anytime soon. I will. I don't do this often, but if you were not listening at 7 o'clock, I recommend you go back and listen to the 7 o'clock podcast. We talked about that question of the imminence of war with China. Very, very important stuff for you to hear.
I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump posting a very big and exciting day for the U.S. and the U.K., with the first big trade deal rolling in a White House event. Excitement, too, in St. Peter's Square as crowds watch for smoke signals from the Sistine Chapel. Two votes down today, no pope chosen yet, at the Vatican conclave. Colby from Oklahoma is there.
Waiting for hours for something is like so awesome to see that people are willing to do that for their faith, and I think it's really cool.
Over 80 anti-Israel protesters arrested at New York's Columbia University. The crowd surge took over the Butler Library while students were studying for finals, ignoring new rules against masks. Columbia says it won't tolerate, but waited 5 hours to call police. Its federal funding already frozen for failing to protect against anti-Semitism. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a beautiful morning, 72 right now. We've got sunshine in Pensacola this morning. We'll get a forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few moments. An accident involving several semi-trucks caused some serious traffic backups last night on I-10. That started around mile marker 2 at 10:30 p.m., FHP says. One semi rear-ended another tractor trailer. Neither driver in that case was injured, but that initial crash resulted in a second crash involving three more semis. And again, no word on any serious injuries coming out of that. A man charged in a cold case murder of a Pensacola native back in 2001, pleading guilty to second-degree murder yesterday, 45-year-old Eugene Gligor. He made that plea in a court in Maryland. He was arrested about a year ago after being identified through DNA collected at the scene. The victim was Leslie Jean Preer. She was a graduate of Pensacola High School in 1969, one of eight siblings, and still has family connections here in Pensacola. Family members did not speak during Gleger's hearing on Wednesday, but the attorney did say that they were pleased with the outcome. Gleger could face up to 30 years in prison. He'll be sentenced in August. The city of Pensacola is celebrating National Bike Month. This year, the city's been named a bronze-level bicycle-friendly community by the League of American Bicyclists. Local clubs like Bike Pensacola and the West Florida Wheelmen are hosting rides throughout the month to celebrate. The city also emphasizing biking safety. They say always wear a helmet, make sure you follow traffic laws. Governor DeSantis says the State House is working to kill property tax relief in the state by creating a task force to propose constitutional amendments.
You don't convene a 37-person committee if you're trying to get something done. You convene a 37-person committee if you're trying to smother it in the crib.
And the governor says that panel includes Democrats that don't want tax relief. Speaking of Governor DeSantis, he's announced two judicial appointments in the state. Lauren Blocker from Ponte Vedra is going to serve as a judge in the 7th Judicial Circuit Court. That'll fill a vacancy left by Judge Foxman. And also appointing Michelle Simonson of New Smyrna Beach to the Volusia County Court. Senator Rick Scott calling on Wall Street to take action against China. Scott sent a letter yesterday to leaders of the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. He wants them to delist and deregister Chinese companies that are not following U.S. law. Scott writes that China has a consistent record of lies, deception, and refusal to comply with U.S. securities laws and regulatory oversight. And Florida legislative leaders have not yet reached an agreement on key budget details as they prepare to finalize a spending plan for the 2025-2026 fiscal year. The House and the Senate weren't able to pass a budget before the session ended, so that requires an extension. The framework for a $2.8 billion in tax cuts has been proposed. Specific budget allocations, though, remain unresolved due to disagreements between the House and the Senate. Governor Ron DeSantis also criticizing a House sales tax reduction plan, and the House arguing that DeSantis has not presented a concrete property tax reform proposal. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. You can experience just a small delay there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 60% chance of rain, high near 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Friday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 80 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 65. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday with a high near 79 degrees and a low near 65. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 72 degrees in Pensacola. I make that 74 going up before my eyes here. 73 in Milton, 73 in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow's up 245 points at 41,358. S&P up 35 and a half points at 56,66. NASDAQ up 161 and a half points at 17,899. 10-year bond rate up a bit at 4.293% this morning. Gold prices down 28.40, 33.63.50. Silver prices down 13 cents at 32.65. Taking a look at the crypto market, Bitcoin up 3,400 this morning at 99,633. Ethereum's up 185. Solana's up 10 bucks. Dogecoin up about a penny and a half. First-time unemployment claims were down last week. The Labor Department says they received 228,000 initial claims for the week ending May 3rd, which is a drop of 13,000 from the previous week's revised total and pretty much in line with what analysts were expecting. The number of Google searches made inside of Apple's Safari browser is down for the first time in more than two decades, and Apple's senior vice president testified Wednesday in Google's antitrust trial that last month's decline could be growth linked to the growth of AI searches. Google pays Apple $20 billion to make its search engine the default in Safari. Netflix rolling out a redesign for its homepage on TV screens. It's the first big makeover it's had since 2013. Netflix CEO Greg Peters discusses some of the changes.
Really, at the end of the day, we're looking at, you know, what is the viewing behavior, because that's the thing that matters the most. Are we satisfying viewers and are they watching?
And starting next week, that homepage will feature fewer titles and more video. New Hampshire will be the first state in the country to establish a crypto reserve. Legislation was adopted this week enabling the treasurer of the state to invest up to 5% of the state's funds into precious metals and digital assets. 8:38, I'm David Wayne, and this is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Ugh. Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So I was reading an article, and it talked about how Florida video game players are the least likely to cheat at video games. We're second on the list out of all the states. California's the very least. Alaska's the worst. And this was assessed on the basis of Google searches for cheat codes for various games per 100,000 residents. I think the methodology is not the best because I think you'd have to take into account how many people in the states play the games and some other factors. But it led me to a question, which was not whether Florida's awesome or not. The question was, do you ever cheat at games? 437-1620, 437-1620. I won't say any names on the air. I won't say any names on the air. But do you ever, and this could be video games, this could be board games, this could be anything that doesn't count. Anything where there's not money involved, anything where there's not, you know, livelihoods involved. It's, you know, the point of a game is that the game has no point, right? It's what you do when there is no consequence. So the question, 437-1620, do you ever cheat at cards? Do you ever cheat at, I don't know, chess or Settlers of Catan or golf or tennis or whatever the thing is, Monopoly, you know, 437-1620, or do you look for cheat codes for Call of Duty? Do you look for cheat codes for your whatever? John's like, I would never cheat. Oh, but wait, and then. Okay, so John?
Absolutely not. I'm the golden angel.
I feel like here. There's some sarcasm involved in this. Like
Call
maybe.
Of Duty, yes. I mean.
It's qualified.
Yeah, computer, Xbox, I got to find the way.
Okay. So,
but other than that, no, I'm the golden angel.
So you're a perfectly virtuous person, except when it comes to video games where you're a terrible scoundrel.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I'm not even judging. Not yet.
Not yet.
437-1620. Meg, do you ever cheat at games?
Okay.
Oh, well, I heard a big sigh. This sounds like it's going to get good.
Well, it's just that I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but I do not cheat in games.
Why is that embarrassing?
Well, because then I feel like a goody two shoes, and I'm really not a goody two shoes.
Why is that a problem?
Well, I don't know, but I don't. But the only time I cheat, when you said cheat, I cringe. You know why?
Uh oh.
Because I cheat on diets.
Oh, well.
We're not asking that question. That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, it's not even counting.
I had a cookie yesterday.
We're not talking like every form of cheating in the universe. We're
cheating
at games.
Okay, well, cheating with games, no, because I love to win. When I win and I've won, honestly, like Monopoly, there is nothing better than having all those hotels on the table.
See,
I mean, I'd love that.
That's my view also.
I'm very competitive, so I want it to be fair. Tennis, golf, I hate when people nudge the golf ball on the green.
Mm-hmm.
That's cheating. No, it's not. It was a bad lie. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know,
there's rules around all of that. Yep. So I'm the exact same when it comes to games. I frankly don't understand people who cheat at games because what's the point of having rules in a game if you have to cheat to win? And then if you have to deceive other people, then you didn't win. You know you didn't win. They falsely think you did. It's like it's not satisfying.
It's a hollow victory.
It is. It's only satisfying if you win by actually playing the game. Otherwise,
Correct.
Why play the game? So
100%.
I'm the exact same way. I don't.
Oh my God.
Never, ever, ever cheat at games. And you know it's offensive. Like I would not play games with people who cheat at games.
No,
it's
once you cheat on me, we're done.
Yeah, once a cheater, always a cheater. I learned that from Friends. And it
that
is,
also applies to other areas of my life, but we won't go there today either.
No, this is about games now.
And see, I get the same thing in video games. The people who cheat distort the reality of the game for everybody else, and they make it harder for you to win. And it's a hollow victory because
I can't get past a point and my son can't either, we're going to find a way around it.
Okay, but by bending the rules or by finding somebody to assist you with a solution, those are different things.
No. Well,
you know, reading a book on strategy or reading a website
different.
On strategy, that's playing
that's
the
knowledge.
Game
that's
better.
That's gaining better knowledge
that's not,
for the game.
I'm talking about people who buy weapons they can't buy, you know, they use software programs that make it easier to enhance your performance.
I mean, cheating to me, you're playing chess and you move the other person's piece when they're not looking.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff.
Which means that you're both very bad chess players because you can't memorize the board. But yes, that's exactly right. If you grab a piece off the board when they're not looking and they don't notice, I mean, it's
right,
bad.
Right, that's cheating.
It's also bad. All right, 437. Okay, this is the third person that has texted us. If we got an update on the Golden Retrievers, and they had to come into work and hadn't been listening. So I don't know who we call, but I hope they're okay. If anybody knows, text us in. We had golden retrievers on the interstate on-ramp at I-10 and I-110, and we were two of them. And obviously we're hoping for the best because it's pretty dangerous. Let's see, 437-1620. Do you cheat at games, video games, board games, any kind of games? No, that's just no fun, and I play for fun, and clean winning is fun. That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Let's see, somebody here says up, down, up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, A.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Yeah, okay. That's
just tell me the game.
That's Street Fighter? Is that not Street Fighter?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to try it.
Or is that a Super Mario? I cannot remember. I know it, but I didn't know it for me, so I knew that it was around. Somebody says, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. No, exactly wrong. But you're the people that make it hard.
The gray rules, the gray lines, the gray rules.
There's no gray in that person.
and by the way, I'll go a step further. If you realize you did inadvertently break a rule, you confess it. Right away.
Right then and there?
Yes. Absolutely. And if you can fix it, you do, because otherwise now you're cheating by collusion after the fact. It's like aiding and abetting after the fact. So, yeah, for sure.
This
otherwise,
deep.
That's honesty, right? I mean, I don't know. 437-1620. Cheating is often the most efficient means to winning. No. Not coming to my house for game night. John Wayne's got... John Wayne. I like that. Where did I get Wayne from?
Oh,
must have been somebody
David
text.
Wayne. That's,
David Wayne. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. John Wayne and David Pickens. All right. You never know. All right. John Pickens got traffic on the five. John
Howdy Pilgrim. How are you doing? All right. No accidents to report to you right now. I wanted to do the Howdy Pilgrim, you know, but it just didn't.
Really, you've really ruined this moment now.
Okay. Listen. You know what? We're going to give you traffic right now, and it's looking good right now. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
That's all you got for me?
That's it.
That's nothing better than that?
No.
All right. Well, fine. Okay.
Just being honest.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
All right. Back to the question of the day. 437-16. Actually, in just a second, I do have to let you know about this. If you're 64, turning 65, if you're retiring, if you're going to go on to Medicare for whatever reason, you want to call my friend Ricky Stewart. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part. And I know you have a lot of questions. It's different. You're going from private insurance or, you know, maybe a job-based insurance plan over onto government insurance. And it can be stressful because it's different. It's new. It's different. And you have questions about supplement and Advantage and prescription drugs and Medicaid. Does Medicaid even apply to you? And again, I don't know. I'm not the expert in this, but she is. You can look her up online, insuredbyricky.com. Look her up by her name, Ricky Stewart Insurance, or give her a call, 341-2185. She is a really good friend, and you'll love talking to her. Okay, question of the day is, do you cheat at games? There was this, I think, very unscientific study that tried to figure out which states cheat more or less at video games by looking up cheat codes online. Florida did pretty well. We were like second least likely to cheat, but I think that's not the point. The point is, do you cheat at games, at video games, at board games, at cards, at anything like this? And my stance, like Meg, is no, never, never, ever. And John, because, you know, he's not really a Christian. Just
Oh, my gosh. You didn't go there.
No. We need to step outside for this one.
Oh, y'all.
I mean, you
boys,
normally beat
boys.
Me.
John is
do.
Such a devout Christian.
Boys.
Like we pray before the show. Like, John is a really good Christian. That's why I say it that
Ooh,
way.
No.
All right. Somebody here says, everybody cheats at golf. Yeah, I will say this. In golf, uniquely, there is a... like taking mulligans. Some people do that. If you're playing for money, you should never, never. But some people do play golf a little bit differently, and you know, I don't want to say it's okay, but I do recognize that it is a common enough practice that it's barely cheating if it is. 437-1620. Somebody says no cheating. Somebody says I cheat like Martha Stewart and Nancy Pelosi stockbrokers. That somebody else says. Kim says Team Meg. Amen.
Thank you.
I played the original Wolfenstein 3D PC game, I did in fact cheat. Somebody else says no, I don't cheat. I cheat. I think it's not worth it since I play with friends and it's not worth losing them over it. Somebody says I do cheat when I'm playing chess mainly because I've never been able to remember who can move where. That's cheating. It's not a lie if you know it's, if you don't know it's false. It's cheat if you don't know it's against the rules. Somebody says here, sometimes I like to move my golf ball when my buddies aren't looking. You can win in the game of manipulation.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm making a list here. These are people don't get good gifts from Santa. somebody here says, Udirba is the name of the, I don't know what that is from Konami. Contra. It was a Contra cheat code.
That's right.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, A, whatever it is. There you go. Somebody else confirms it was from Contra, which is a great game, by the way.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't. Okay, do you know what a Nintendo Entertainment System NES is?
Yes.
Okay, Contra was a game on the NES.
Okay.
Okay.
Last game I played was Crash Bandicoot, and before that, Pac-Man.
I can hear the music in my head. I'm looking real fast to see if I can find it. Oh, I do. I have it. This is, we're so off topic here. I don't even care.
Oh, my gosh.
For all who celebrate.
Love 437. The 8-bit sound.
I know, it's so bad. Oh my God, all the people that are texting me that it's from Contra, that's hilarious. If you know somebody who cheats at games, do you trust them? Another matters. Weirdly, yes, could be. Could be. Because some people have the view that why not cheat in games? There's no consequence because games have no consequence. I think that's why you don't cheat in games. Just like in sports, you shouldn't cheat in sports because the whole point of these things is to do them in a virtuous way, and if you cheat, you defeat the whole purpose of doing it. I actually get why people cheat when they're gambling. I get why people cheat at sports and professional sports. I get that because it doesn't make it okay, but I get it because there's a consequence. You know, millions of dollars could be at stake. But when there's nothing at stake other than fun and entertainment, I don't get that at all. Cheating defeats the whole purpose, and it takes all the fun out of it. House rules are not cheating. Well, that's changing the rules. That's not cheating. Somebody else says, I don't cheat against another player, but if I'm in a first one player game like the Echo the Dolphin, I need some help to get past some parts, then I'll do it, which is kind of what you were saying, John. All right, so there you go. Mixed bag today. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm Andrew McKay.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I was right. The Chiawala has done it again.
Who wanna be a millionaire? You don't know that clip? You know the Chiawala clip from Slumdog Millionaire? That's such a great movie. We just recently rewatched that. It's such a good movie. A horrible movie, too, also in parts. Very gruesome. 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And joining me here in studio, we have dear friend who I've known for the entire time I've lived here, 11 years. She is a good person and a redhead, which is redundant.
So,
love it.
I was thinking about this the other day with redheads that you know why you know you hear these like blonde jokes and you know why you don't hear redhead jokes?
Why?
Because they will punish you for telling
them.
That's
right. Well, that's true.
Tell me again this joke about the redheads. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, she is the executive director of Mana Food Pantries, a of course local charity that we personally support with our money heftily every single year because we believe in what you do. But you guys have an event coming up. Let me pause for just a second and get a traffic report, and then we'll tell people about it. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right, Dee Dee, so what is Stamp Out Hunger?
Wow, so Stamp Out Hunger going into, by the way, this is the 33rd year, is where you take and put a bag of groceries out by your mailbox and on Saturday, and then your letter carrier will pick it up. They bring it back to the post office, and then we have volunteers, and other organizations have volunteers who help offload it and sort it, and then it goes back out to the hungry. So it is a really important food drive. This is happening, by the way, all across the nation. So Saturday is, it's incredibly important food drive for us. Last year, it brought in about 80,000 pounds.
Okay.
The year before that, about 90,000 pounds. So we are seeing, unfortunately, a decrease in food donations. It's not surprising, given the price of food. But this is your opportunity to make a difference this weekend. And you don't have to leave your house. You know, all you have to do is, if you're in the grocery store this week, grab a few things and put it in a grocery bag, put it out by your mailbox on Saturday, and it'll get picked up.
Same things we always talk about, like Fulfill the Mayflower, peanut butter, canned goods, dry goods. You got some examples here.
We've got fruit and so juice. I happen to have pineapple slices, peanut butter, king of protein.
Never can go wrong with peanut butter.
That's right. Canned chicken, canned tuna, and then also canned vegetables. So those are really important too. And by the way, it looks like it's going to rain on Saturday, unfortunately. So one of the things that you can do.
Yeah, a lot this weekend, right?
Yeah. So when you put your food out at your mailbox, if you can put it in your mailbox, that's great. If you can't, double bag it for us if you don't mind. That just helps protect the food from getting wet, because if the food gets too wet, we can't utilize it, unfortunately.
And this is, so who's doing the actual pickup? Is it the postal carriers?
It is. So this
is. How do they do that? Like the space on the truck would seem to be a limitation.
I'm going to tell you something, Andrew. Some of those trucks come back filled nearly to the top of their truck. And what an inspiration that these letter carriers, it's the National Association of Letter Carriers, and in our area, also the National Rural Letter Carriers, who, man, it takes them a while. That food is heavy, but they pick it up and they bring it back to us, because I think they know and they see folks who are hungry every day in our community. They appreciate this. And so this is their part and their way of giving back. It's wonderful.
Now, you said 70 or 80,000 pounds of food. I know how much I know how important Fill the Mayflower is for your winter food sources. How much is Fill the Mayflower usually?
Let's see. Fill the Mayflower, I think last year was, golly, I should have looked. I want to say 30,000.
Oh, so this is,
I don't know, I can't
two
remember.
To three times as much.
It's a big food drive for us. Yeah, it's our single largest food drive of the year. And last year we brought in, I want to say 70-something pallets. And so we're really hoping to have at least that much this year. The need is growing, unfortunately. And, you know, this is an easy thing to do. And as I said, I've been saying to everybody, look, if you only have one can you can donate, one can makes a difference.
We just had someone text in, are you looking for volunteers? And how do they volunteer?
Yes. So actually go to our website at manahelps.org. Or you can call us at 850-432-2053. We do have about four or five post offices, Mana does, and I don't know how we're doing on volunteers right now. I think we still have maybe a few shifts left, not positive about that, but there are so many opportunities to come and volunteer after Stamp Out Hunger, because we're sorting all that food and getting it ready to go out. By the way, we're giving out between probably 55,000 to 75,000 pounds of food a month. So this is really important, and it's easy to do.
And you said you're seeing the need grow. Have you, how how much more has it grown? And we've only got about 30 seconds, but sure. In the last couple of months, what
have
you seen?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing an increase in our children's programs, and I don't have a percentage, but I can tell you that we're getting more and more phone calls from elderly people. Mm-hmm. We've added more folks to our seniors program, and then I can tell you that our food donations are down probably by 15% or more.
Okay, all right. So this Saturday, at your mailbox, put out canned goods, the kinds of things we always provide for Manna, in a bag, especially if it can be a plastic bag, something sealable, so that the rain won't get at it. Dee Dee, she is the executive director of Manna. Dee Dee, thanks for everything you do. We appreciate the work.
Thank you.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9.